This is Dr. Mejia, dictating for the patient Dion Lewis, D-I-O-N-E, Lewis, Medical Records 139-842-34-1974, with physician Dr. Jose Segura. Procedure performed. EGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, state of procedure January 28, 2022. Indications, changing bowel habits, bloating, constipation, epigastric pain, fecal occult blood test positive, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, erosive gastritis, number 2, duodenitis, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, otherwise normal colonoscopy, paragraph. Deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, sequence for the colonoscopy, complications, non-immediately medication as per monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph. Operative procedure as per double template, paragraph, findings, oropharynx appear normal, paragraph, esophagus appear normal, paragraph, stomach, there's erosions and erythema diffusely in the antrum and body, biopsy taking, period. In the duodenal bulb, there is a erosions and erythema consistent with duodenitis. Biopsy is taken, period. Second portion of the duodenum appear normal, period. Biopsy is taken. Biopsy is taken from second portion of the duodenum, rural celiac disease, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings. Anorectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, pure sigmoid descending colon, appear normal, pure paragraph. Spinal flexure, appear normal, pure paragraph. Transverse colon, hepatic flexure, appear normal, pure paragraph. Ascending colon, cecum, appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports, number 2. Anterior flow measures, number 3. Avoid NSAIDs, number 4. Monitor clinically, number 5. High fiber diet, next number, fiber supplementation, next number, repeat colonoscopy in 5 years, next number. We'll start a patient on protonius following Megan's PO daily, period.